You are listening to episode 11 of the Drunk Sex Podcast.
Welcome to Drunk Sex. Whatever you're into, we've got you covered. So crack open your favorite beverage and join your host, Jen Wadkey, for the Drunk Sex Podcast.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. It's Sunday and I am a little drunk. I'm drinking a bottle of wine that was gifted to me from some people at work and it's called Trim. And I don't know what to do with that. Is it like trim the tree? Is it like get trim? Doesn't matter. Tastes good. Okay. I'm not going to lie. This upcoming episode is probably going to be a rant talking about virginity. First off, I want to hear your virginity stories because I'm pretty sure they're hysterical and amazing. So send those to me at jen@drunksexpodcast.com. That's J-E-N-N at drunksexpodcast.com. So I never ask you to share a story that I'm not willing to share. So I'm going to share my virginity story. But then I realized that I actually don't really remember. I remember who was with, and actually I'm still friends with him. We still chat sporadically, but I actually don't fucking remember. I'm pretty sure it was highly mediocre. I'm pretty sure I didn't come. Pretty sure. I know for sure I didn't come. I remember enjoying myself though. Fuck, where were we? Where actually was I when I lost my virginity? Might have been on the couch of a friend's house. Shit, I don't remember. I don't remember at all. I remember that portion of my life, and I remember that we fucked a lot on his friend's couch after his friend went upstairs to bed because he had this house that he was renovating or building, whatever. And it was so funny because this good friend would always be like, okay, I'm going to bed. And then the boyfriend would always be like, go up and just check and make sure that he was going to bed. And I'm like, you're clearly announcing that we're going to have sex and not to come down the stairs. I'm pretty sure he fucking knows that he can figure that out. But I don't actually remember specifics of that one first time, like at all. I got nothing. Maybe that's good that I don't have a horrific virginity story to share. I don't know. But actually, I've been using the word virginity. And actually, the reality is I have a problem with that word. I have a problem with that word in that it describes a very narrow, specific sexual experience that not everybody has, but our culture puts so much power and emphasis on this concept of virginity, which is generally defined as a penis in vagina. Well, what if that's not the sex that you have? What if you're having sex and there's no penis in the room? Or what if you're having sex where there's two penises in the room? Or what if you're having sex with a mouth and genitals? Like, where does that definition of virginity lie? And why is it important? Is it important? You know what? I would argue that it's actually not important. I think we do use it as a milestone marker for kind of, I guess, foraying. I'm trying to sound intelligent and use big words. I shouldn't. I think we use virginity. The other fucking word that came to my mind was demarcation, which is still a big stupid word. I think for a lot of people, that act of losing their virginity is a step into adulthood. And I think that that is why our culture has deemed it important. But I don't know. I find that problematic in that sometimes this notion of virginity has, I mean, it's usually, like I said earlier, defined as penis and vagina. And it seems to have a lot of weight, that one moment in time, for women more than it does for men, because there's a lot of sort of purity associated around that, which seems to me culturally to be put a lot more on women in a way that it's not on men. I mean, there, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that there is not a lot of shit around men and virginity, because there absolutely is. But is that one moment, that one second of penetration, is that, I don't know, the deciding factor in your sexual life? I don't know. I don't know. It seems to weight an experience that I don't necessarily think should be weighted in the way that it is. I don't know. I guess in some ways I'd rather I'd rather think of, you know, that defining sexual moment is the time. I mean, and this is going to depend on your personal sexuality and your preferences and what you find important. But I don't know. Sometimes I think for me, I guess, if I had to define, you know, the most important experience of my sexual life, it would be the moment I first had an orgasm in front of a partner, which doesn't always happen from penetrative sex, which was not the first. That was not how I first orgasmed in front of a partner. That to me was actually a more important and powerful, emotionally powerful experience than having a dick inside of me. So yeah, I think it's, I don't know. I think it's something that needs to be redefined. I'm just looking at my notes. And when I look at my notes, there's something really important that I wanted to talk about. And it just, I think it is a very important thing. And it's not an easy thing. I was looking up a certain person who had some allegations of rape against him with an underage girl. And there was another man at the party who was apparently arguing about who took this 13-year-old's virginity. And I read that and it makes me fucking livid. A 13-year-old and a old man, I don't think that that should be called virginity. I think that should be called assault. And this is one of the things that I struggle with this notion of virginity, is this like idea of that a penis and a vagina is some defining moment in her life. And this instance where I'm talking about, where these, you know, two men were with this underage girl, to have that experience defined as virginity, which is a rape. That's a rape. 13-year-old and two old men, that's a rape. To have that experience talked about in terms of virginity, and to also have two consenting adults or teenagers, whatever, that first sexual contact, for lack of a better word, to have that also defined as virginity. We use that word to describe consensual sex and rape. Strikes me as really fucking problematic. Like, those are two different things, two different experiences, two different physical experiences, two different emotional experiences. And to have them both be described that by that same word, virginity, strikes me as really problematic. And we need to shift, I think, the language that we use around our first sexual experiences. And for most of us, I think that first sexual experience is, you know, a little bit, you know, consensual sexual experience is a bit fumbling and it's not perfect and you're figuring things out. And I think there should be, I don't know, I mean, that's definitely a step in our sexual lives, but to have that be like virginity is, I don't know, something seems wrong and off and inaccurate about that. And I think our sexuality really is a journey where, I mean, I don't have sex the same now at 42. I know I giggle every time I say my age. The way I have sex now is not the same way I did, you know, my first time. And I don't think that that's a unique experience. We have sex with a partner, or better terminology, we're sexual with a person, and then we grow and expand and we figure out what we like and what we want and how to get our own pleasure and give ourselves pleasure and how to listen to and respond to a partner's pleasure. And that is the sexual journey. And that takes us to new ways of having sex and connecting. And so, yeah, the virginity thing is, it's so small and defining, I think, whereas, I don't know, we need to redefine it as a step. One of my really good friends and colleagues, Lene St. John, who you can find at mamasutra.net, she has suggested in conversations that maybe we need to reterm it as a sexual debut, which I like quite a bit better. But I'm still, for me, that doesn't still quite cling right. And that debut seems to be like a public presentation of like, here I am, I'm a sexual being. And I do find something really quite lovely about that. But I don't know, it still doesn't speak to me in terms of, I've taken a step to be sexual, to go on this journey, to find my pleasure. So yeah, I don't know. The other problem, going back to what I was saying before about, you know, the young girl who was with these two older men, was raped by these two older men. I think having sex forced on you doesn't take away that you are going to have a first experience with a partner of your choosing that you love. And the way our cultural uses the word virginity I think if you've been raped or assaulted, you still get to claim virginity and call yourself a virgin until you deem that no longer your experience and that no longer works for you. Yeah. Virginity. It's a crazy concept. I find it a really crazy concept. And the fact that I can't recall a story to tell you about my first time, quote unquote, I'm actually using air quotes as I sit and record this. I don't know. Of course, that's my own personal experience and it isn't everybody's, but that's not the most defining moment in my sexual life is that first time, that moment there was a dick in me and I was no longer a virgin. There are other much more defining and emotional and important experiences in my sex life. So I don't know. I just wonder if we can find a way to do away with the term virginity and all of, you know, sometimes the negative contexts that are associated with it, along with the very narrow definitions of heteronormative sexuality that are associated with it. And if we can find another word, or do we need a word at all? I mean, I think we talk about our sexual lives and experiences with the people that are important to us. So I don't know, can we do away with it entirely? I mean, in some ways it's a very convenient word. If I tell you when I lost my virginity, you know exactly what I mean. If I'm a cisgendered straight person who, you know, has penetrative intercourse, and we assume that that's a thing too, right? Like we assume that most people do that, which is not true. So I don't have the answers here. I have more questions than anything else. And I'm curious to hear what you think about it and how we should term this. And if you even agree that we need to reframe it, I really think that we do. Curious about your virginity. Here I go using that word again. Let's find something else. I don't want to use that. I would like your rookie sex stories. That's what I want. I want your rookie sex stories. When you're first starting out, you don't really know how it's going to go. You're unsure, you're uncertain, you're fumbling. Those are the stories I want to hear. Please send me your rookie sex stories to jen@drunksexpodcast.com. And now that I just said that, I'm thinking I probably do have a couple rookie sex stories. Oh, fuck. Oh, I do remember one. I was seeing somebody. We were older, though. I mean, this is considerably after my first time, quote unquote, but still relatively new in my sexual journey. I was old enough that this shouldn't have happened. So I was seeing somebody and he was still living at home. So I went over to his place and he was, I don't know, had a bedroom in the basement or whatever. So we went down. We didn't see his family. When I went down, I don't know if he had a side entrance or whatever. I can't remember. But we're in his bed and he's going down on me. And all of a sudden the fucking door swings open. And I wasn't embarrassed to be receiving pleasure in that way. But I was like, my instinct, I just yanked the covers under my head so fast. And he like yanked himself out from between my legs so fast. And it was his mom coming in. We were so fast that she actually didn't know that happened. So she comes in and he's like, "What the fuck? Get out." She's like, "Why are you not worked up?" He's like, "I have a girl here." And she's like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "She's hiding under the covers." And I'm just like, oh my God, I am. And I was fucking 32 or 3 or something. It was so stupid. Oh, so funny. I don't know that I ever actually met his mom. I think she just backed out and I was like, what just happened? And then I don't remember what happened after that. I don't think I came because nope. But yeah, see, that wasn't a virginity story. That was a rookie sex story. So send me your rookie sex stories, jen@drunksexpodcast.com. Tell me what you think about the concept of virginity. If you have any good ideas for words and terms and how we can reframe this in a way that is more positive and inclusive to everybody, every gender, everybody, every relationship configuration, because I think that that is actually what we need to do in our society these days. So Thanks for listening, and I will catch you next time.
This has been the Drunk Sex Podcast with Jen Wodkey. For more sex talk, head over to the Jen Wodkey Facebook group or check out jenwodkey.com. Till next time, happy boozing and sexing.